Blog Talk Radio.
Power Show, and my name is Beverly D. And tonight I have my psychic friends on. I have Diva CC, and I have Angel and Linda. And they are going to also tell you about the new show that they have coming on next Saturday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so I'm going to get them on here. Okay, is this you, Diva?
Yes, it's me.
Okay, thanks for coming on tonight.
You're welcome.
And I'm looking for your other co-hosts here, but I don't see them yet. And so while I am looking for them, tell the people when will you all be on?
Our show is called Make It Right Spirituality Show, and the show consists of love and honesty about love, about relationships, about money, about anything in general about spirituality. It's going to be a 30-minute show, which is starting next Saturday night on April 14th at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The phone number you can call in at is area code 424-222-5225 on next Saturday. We will be taking calls over the phone, like a mini reading, one question. Like I said, it's a short show, a 30-minute show. We've got to get the feel of the audience.
So you'll be on every Saturday?
Yeah, every Saturday. If we get an overwhelming response on next Saturday, we will keep doing, like I say, we'll expand to an hour.
Okay, great. Let's see here. Is this Angel?
Yes, it is. Hello, everyone.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Okay, are you ladies ready? Well, before I open the lines, we just came out of a full moon, and we got a new moon coming up this month here, too. So did you want to say anything about the moons, Angel?
I can. First of all, coming from the new moon to the old moon, which we just experienced, it was a time for us to go inside, to reflect on our emotional needs with ourselves. It was time to create things, but to create things in a positive way. During this time of creating, it's not time for it to manifest. During that time of creating, it's also going to start manifesting like April the 16th. Now, this is the first full moon of the spring equinox. Now, we know with spring, is what planting the new seeds for things, the time for rebirth, to grow. So people need to sit and reflect and think about cleansing first their ego, their habits, if they want to get rid of those things, I should say. You should start beginning on, like, your new intention. So now with the way the full moon is, we need to concentrate on what we want to grow, what we want to attain. Also, it was teaching us how to stay focused. It was a challenge for us to stay focused during this time because the Mercury was retrograde at the time.
And Mars, too, wasn't it?
Yes, and Mars as well. So it was also a time now for us to get our plans together as far as actions, courage, passion, and to overcome was just not to overcome, far to break new things away, old things away to come to new, but it was also a way for us to break away. I'm going to say, let's put it like this. It's also taught us that we, as far as love, we have to negotiate and to be compassionate, plus we have to learn new ways of dealing with people. So it's also a karmic lesson in doing that. What else I want to say about things? Okay, so the full moon. So now we need to focus on doing these prayers, meditation. You want to focus on doing protection spells or protection prayers. You want to focus on pulling in the energy of protection, also the energy of, like I said, birth. And also with this moon, what we had, it was next to a star. The star is spelled S-P-I-C-A. And this star is shaped like an egg. And the Latin word means ear. Plus, it was doing the constellation of Virgo. And we know Virgo is wheat. And with the spring is, you know, Mother Earth brings in, start to bring the flowers and the wheat and everything up. So it's starting to plant. But let's get to Libra. So with this full moon in Libra, it means we have to focus in that area, which would be like your banks, would be relationships, because, you know, Libra is in love with a relationship and love with love. So it's also teaching us to focus on relationship, fairness, how to be a diplomat. It also, during this time, it made us learn how to not just speak up for ourselves, but to speak up for all. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the cosmic lessons we had to learn out of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, like with the Trayvon Martin situation, you know, it's all theories and this and the other. But what agenda was, it turned around to be another, because all people started standing up. It wasn't just a race thing that, you know, everybody wanted to be. It turned out to be a human thing in the, you know, and that's why everybody was sticking up. You had 75% that was sticking up, and you had the other 25% that was on their own agenda.
And I also heard that one of the theories on that one was that he was sacrificed for his heart, because didn't Dick Cheney get a heart?
Yeah, he did.
Right after he was killed?
It was 29 days later, and if you add up, okay, the baby was 17 years old when he died.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was killed.
And he was killed.
Dick Cheney was 71.
Right.
So if you go by the Kabbalah, you got to look up those numbers. Plus, Dick Cheney names, what is it? I think what they say his name equals a 9 or 11.
An 11.
Anyway,
11.
Yeah, and the baby name equaled a 6. So when you follow those Kabbalic numbers, and people can go and search and dig that information up for themselves. But it's all a ritual, and it was all fine for, you know, those certain groups of people to know what's going on. But, yes, so it was the overlay for the underlay.
Just like when Whitney Houston was sacrificed. Everybody knows that. She was sacrificed, too.
But if you notice, when they do all those types of things, everybody needs to start learning that they do it. Like those, what you call a Sabbath. Sabbath days were equal knocks. They do things right before, a few days before, or a few days after.
Mm-hmm.
You have a bunch of murders and unexpected, unexplained things happen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is really the new year,
mm-hmm.
April, not January, so
right.
We're going into a new year.
Right.
All right. And see, that's the story with Easter. I mean, it's Easter, you know, Christians was the last part to, I mean, the last group to really celebrate Easter. But it's a story of, again,
mm-hmm.
Death, resurrection. Spiritually, we want to look at it. It's a time for us to get rid of our old habits,
right.
Clear out our wrong thinking, to go within side, because, you know, like when Jesus died, he went under, you know, he was buried for so many hours. So if we want to say that, let's say bury the ego, so to speak, and to regroup inside of yourself to get rid of the ego, all those bad spiritual things. So when you rebirth, you're coming out a new man or a new spiritual man, and you create a new thing. Allegedly.
Okay.
Some people say it, but.
Well, we have a lot of people that's on the line here, and so I'm quite sure they want to ask you ladies a question. So one question. Cause
is Linda around, too?
She's going to be with us on the next one. I mean, if somebody has something for her, I'll grab her.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay, I'm going to open up area code 602-696. Area code 602-696. Are you there?
I'm here, Beverly D. And
well, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. This is Barbara in Arizona.
Okay,
hi, Barbara.
Hi, everybody else.
Hi.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do have a question. My lease is up the end of June, and I've been expecting some money to pay cash for a house. Do you see me getting the cash before the end of June so I can buy my house?
Okay, first thing I'm going to ask for, because I like to do things in a different kind of way, is I'm going to ask for your birth month and your birthday, not the year.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. It's this month, April and 21.
Oh, you on the same day as me? Okay. Yeah, it'll come.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming. It's just been a lot of delays because of the planets. It's been a lot of the days because sometimes we can be too anxious.
Yeah.
Also, some things had came up where emergency things for you came up where you would have to use some of the money,
mm-hmm.
and you might not been able to replace it back. So the creator would say, I can't give it to her at this time because she's been asking me for this particular thing, and that's what she's going to use it for.
Right, and I do see, you know, don't argue with nobody. I do see you have used the money, too, as I see it on certain things. But I do see you have a little bit of a fear, too, about making this move. Don't be scared. It was telling me, I do see a lot of major changes coming on for you. And you've been a little bit depressed and irritable about this situation, like you say, impatient and frustrated. Like she said, the creator will help you out. And I do see you a little bit tired, too. So it's like I do see a lot of changes and transitioning coming on for you. And you say go for it, because I do see the place that you're at, you got some repairs that's coming up, correct?
I'm sorry, you said what?
Repairs around your place right now?
Yeah, the new owners are buying it as of the 27th, so they're letting me stay here 2 more months, so they're going to do some repairs while I'm here.
Right, I do see that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, like
you
said, go for it.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, caller.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Okay, we are going to area code 469-688. Area code 469-688.
Hello, this is Dan in Dallas.
Hi,
Dan.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you guys this evening?
Fine.
Good.
I'm calling to find out what the future holds for Eric and I.
Eric,
how about your girlfriend?
Huh? He's a friend of mine.
Okay, now, what is your date of birth? What is his date of birth?
My birthday is the 14th of March.
Okay, happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. And
go ahead.
This is the 22nd of October.
Okay, 10/20. He's Scorpio, on the board of Scorpio. Scorpio?
I think he's on the cusp between Libra. He's on the cusp between Libra and Scorpio.
Right,
yeah.
Libra, Scorpio, more Scorpio.
Right, and I'm firmly entrenched in Pisces.
Yes. Well, go for it, Monica.
I'm gonna let you take this one.
Well, I do see a lot of soul searching that you've been doing. I also do see second chances on blessings. What I mean by that, second chance together, I do see his relationship being stronger. It's gonna be like a new relationship between you and him. You are gonna get to like reacquaint to each other. Like, hey, how are you? Let's go. You know. Going to step your game up a little bit with your relationship. It's going to be fine. But at the same time, don't let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. Just keep your secrets to yourself and let, like you say, let love flourish, let friendship, let it all come out. And the Creator is right there for you to make things happen for you. I do see everything you have, your goals being set, blessings are coming, but you'll be okay.
Okay. Now, I have a quick question. Are you guys together now?
Together as in living together or just?
In a relationship.
You know, I think if you look at us, you would think we were a couple, but we have never said we're a couple.
Okay. Cause
does that make any sense to you?
Yeah. One thing you have to understand with this year, during our life, we go through life cycles, okay? You're the March baby, so you're going through, I want to say, an 8-year. And also with him, he's going through like a fourth cycle. Fourth year. So, which means right now you kind of see him focusing on completing his goals, working really hard. You kind of getting upset a little bit, or you will be if it hasn't happened when the energy kick in on him. He's going to be, like, really, like, on the go for things, and he may neglect certain things that you want to have done. You just have to pull his coattail and say, you know what, I know this been going on, that been going on, but I need Monday. Monday my day. I don't care about, I know what you're doing, and I'm going to support you in this area, but Monday my day. I don't care if your mama get ran over by a boat or the cat got hit up by a dog or whatever. So you got to understand, he's going to be going through, like, he just like a bull after what he's after, because of that's where he needs to focus on now. You, far on the other hand, you'll see your life is going to get a little bit better because you just came out of, like, where, I need money for this. What is going to happen? I thought I had this money. Now this money is gone. Or then so another bill come up, and then the creator comes and say, here you go, because you just came through an odd year, which I call let go, let the creator take care of things. So things will be moving pretty much more easier for you. So you got to remember, he's going to be a little bit energy different from yours. But so you're going to have to be the person, what I say, do a little bit of the more giving up. Because, you know, a relationship is give and take. So you're going to have to give a little bit more of that because he's more stubborn than you.
Oh, that's true, yes.
Yeah, before go with your money. I did see that. Before go with your money.
And don't try to force him.
Mm-hmm.
You know
what
I mean?
What was that?
You don't want to force him.
No, otherwise I figure you have to spook him. You have to kind of go very slow with him.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So understand that, I mean, like I said, finances for you has been a lot of things. Emotionally, he's going to be, how would I want to say it, his temper is going to be, like I said, what he's after. So it's going to be kind of like a selfish energy, so to speak, but it's not. You just got to understand this is what the creator has been working on this year.
Mm-hmm.
But you can balance it out.
I was about to say reacquainting, relationship reacquainting, getting to know each other again, like she's saying. Like I said, be frugal with your money, too, coming up. Later on, yeah, be frugal, because you will end up with some financial hardships coming about. But like she said, be frugal with money.
Thank you, caller.
All right,
thank you.
Okay. All right, we have another call here at 510-938.
Hi, how are you guys?
Fine.
We're great.
Hi, my name is Shaquita. I'm calling from L.A., from
Hi,
Los Angeles. And this morning, my boyfriend and I got into a unexpected argument. It started as a misunderstanding and blew up. Mm-hmm. And this is our first time actually going through this.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know if it's over and what is he feeling or thinking right now.
Well, what is your date of birth, hon?
Oh, my birthday is October 10th, and his is November 29th, I believe,
27th. He's a Sagittarius on that cusp.
Yes.
You said 29th his birthday?
Yes, 29th of November.
Oh, yeah, Sagittarius, yeah, they do blow up. Yeah. Well, Monica, I'll let you take this one.
Oh, the good part is you guys right now are on the same cycle as far as life cycles. Which is a good thing, so y'all on the same energy. I want to start with this one. Sagittarius, wow. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You're going to have patience. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean dear patience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I mean patience, and you want to pray for patience. Number one, he's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like his way or no way.
Mm-hmm.
He's selfish,
mm-hmm.
but he's very charming. He's very witty, and he will give you great advice.
And
he gets mad when you don't listen to him, and then you end up, what ended up happening is what he told you was going to happen in the first place.
And he will sit on his money.
Smart, but he's very smart.
Mm-hmm.
So with him, you're going to have to make sure you always, I know that's not the question you asked me, but yes, he'll be back, and y'all will be back together.
Yeah.
But
I do see
you're
going
to have to learn how to deal with him, okay?
Yeah, I see you being impatient and frustrated at this point. But like I say, he do sit on his money, honey. And they fussy about money, but they will pay bills. They will take care of you. But just like you said, just be patient with him. I do see you a little bit like feeling sorry, feeling like you're strengthened. Like, what am I going to do? He never went through this. first time for everything. Like I say, you find out a lot of things you didn't want to find out about the Sagittarius. You hit that button, and oh boy, watch out.
But see,
you a Libra, and the thing with that is you've been taking a lot, you've been holding it in, but this is the day where everything just pops. You're going to have to learn how, like I said, to be patient, but you're going to also have to learn, remember the karmic lesson for the year is how to stand up for yourself. You don't have to be nasty or mean. You can say, look, Johnny, you know, that really hurt my, you don't, you know, with them don't even take too much emotion. So, you know, that was like foul what you did to me. And then he'll say, what you mean, I don't, you a must say, look, I'm a woman, and I get emotional, but if I was to do that to you, what would happen? You have to speak
exactly.
up for yourself.
That's exactly my position right now.
What I mean is if you wait for a long time to explode, I mean, it's cute and funny to him. I mean, he got mad, but it's funny to him now.
Yeah, it is.
Well, yeah, I mean, see, that's the reason why it all happened the way it happened, because I'm the type of person, I don't like to do that, because I know I'm able to explode. So I like to speak on it when it happens and bring it to your attention to say, okay, that's not cool, you know, or this hurt my feelings or whatever. But
remember, I said the key was don't say emotion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like emotion, really.
Mm-mm.
They don't like emotional women.
Mm-mm.
He may perceive me as such because I'm so upfront. I'm very real. You know what I'm saying? So that's
why
I want to know.
But what I mean is don't use the word emotion. Listen, don't use the word emotion. Don't say, you hurt my feelings. Okay?
No, I don't come at him like that. But this is just us girls talking.
When you're using your wording, make sure it doesn't express like using my, I was upset. I feel really bad. Use, you know.
No, I'm not really like that. I'm a very, you know, kind of a male energy a lot of the time.
Yeah, because you're Libra.
Yeah,
but
this situation just kind of took me by surprise because we don't interact like this.
Exactly. And the other thing with you, with Libra, you guys are always trying to fix something. If it's not broke, I'll try to fix it quick, thinking pre-head of time sometimes.
Let it go.
I know it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, caller. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It'll be okay.
Okay, we are going to 626-731. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, your name
is Nicole from California. My birthday is 629, and I'm calling about Michael. His birthday is 620, and I just want to know
what
you see for 626.
626, you're 6, so y'all both, you is a Cancer, and he is too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Me too.
So what you want to know, honey?
I just want to know what you pick up for us in the future. What do you pick up for us? Do you see this as end up in marriage? What do you see?
Which film? Marriage is not on his mind right now.
No, I don't see that either right now.
Or an engagement or something.
Mm-mm.
I don't see him giving you gifts and stuff, but not. What I do see is, right now, let me take you a few years away from here, okay? In 2 to 3 years, it may be plausible. He might start to think of marriage, but right now he's not.
Mm-hmm.
Right now he's in a 9 cycle, which means he's going through, well, I'm going to say it the way I want to say it. He's going through hell right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like finances is tripping out, work is, you know, his nerves. He's very annoyed.
Okay.
And right now his mind is not focusing on marriage because right now he, you know, it's different for him. He's going through a lot of changes.
Mm-hmm.
So right now he's thinking like, do I need to go back to school? Do I need to upgrade my education? Do I need to leave this particular place? He's saying, creative, make me a better job. I need blah, blah, blah. Right now he's going through a lot of pressure and stress.
Yeah, I picked that up too. I feel like his world turned topsy-turvy, upside down, worried about his job. Like she's saying, he got a lot of aggravating situations on his mind. Marriage stuff is not on his mind right about now. Like she said, maybe later on down the line, but not right now. I do see him giving you gifts, buying you, shouting you gifts. I do pick up he feel like he's like living in like a poor living condition because he got a lot on his mind. And like she said, he's worried about, should I go back to school? Should I go do this? So he's going through a lot. So at this point, don't try to put marriage on his mind because you put him like, how you say, put him in a closet. So you just want to really, you just really want to just, like you say, just be patient.
Okay.
Like I said, he's got to give up. Just be patient with him, okay? You just got to be patient with him. Mm-hmm. Be there and be the power.
Right.
Thank you, Paula. Well, how can the people get in touch with you guys if they want to continue with their conversation?
Well, about a reading?
Yes. You can email me at monicaangelm@aol.com.
And you can email me at cecestion@yahoo.com.
Okay. Let's go to area code 260301.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Hi.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, do you have a question?
Hello?
Okay, let me go to the next one. Okay, area code 6785-22.
Good evening, how you doing?
Doing fine,
how are you?
All right. I just want to know if you have any messages for me tonight.
Well, first of all, what's your name? What's your date of birth?
Okay, my name is Brian, and my date of birth is January 8th, 1980.
Okay, you're a Cancer.
You're Capricorn.
Ooh, I got Cancer on my mind tonight. Okay. Okay, you want to know what's going on in your life?
Yeah,
he just want whatever you see for
him. I do see he want a lot of money. I'll pick that up around you. I do see a lot of changes going on for you, a lot of decisions you have to make. You having issues with a job or something like that coming up? Trying to find a job? You trying to get through?
Yeah, I'm trying to find a job, relocate.
Yeah, I do see you feel like you've been quit, like quite a little bit of unfairness been done to you. I do see you paying close attention to what's going on. It's like keep trying because everything will improve for you. Stay away from gossiping people. I mean, he say, they say, it say, all that type of stuff, because that brings on negativity. And I also say, be patient, and like I said, and continue doing what you're doing. And I do see, like I said, you feel like a little bit discord, you know, like a little bit, you all over the place. You make a decision, like you said, should I relocate, should I do this? I do see that. I also see somebody around you, like you want you to separate from them, they want you to go or something like that.
I have a girlfriend. We just broke up 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I seen that, too. I do see. I said some harsh words to one another. I do pick that. I do pick up a little bit of depression, irritability going on. I pick up she's a little bit possessive of you also. So, like I said, you sit back and write down the things you want to do. Make a plan about what you want to do, your goals for the next 5 years. Where you want to go? Do I want to go to school, finish my degree? Do I want to stay here? Look at what you want to do and how you're going to plan yourself before you make that move to go out of state. I'm going to let Monica probably want to ask some more. I can feel it. So go ahead, Monica.
Hey, Joe.
Well, Angel. Number one, first of all, you're a left foot, right, when you're driving?
Say again?
Are you a left foot when you're driving?
No,
and watch your feet. Okay, well, left foot.
Do you drive fast? That's what she's asking.
Yes, I've gotten in trouble recently.
Okay, and guess what? You want to make sure you're going to get in trouble again if you don't watch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know what color your car is or
red.
Is your energy. Oh, yeah. You really got to be careful because, you know, they really look for you. They love red cars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, I see a new girl coming into your life, but I kind of see this one is erotic, I want to say. She's a little bit more aggressive than you. She has a temper.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have some decisions to make. You're going to end up in like a triangle.
Uh-oh.
So anyway, on that. Now, you're going through a fifth year.
a fifth year is like changes, what she was saying. So emotionally, you'll be going through things. Money-wise, it'll be up and down. You're going to be okay. My message for you would be to learn how to meditate. Or if you're Christian, remember the word said meditate on God's word. Or if you in the Buddha or Hindu, you know that you definitely got to meditate and do your mantras, okay?
Right.
Also, like she told you to write your plans down, but I'm going to go a little bit deeper and say you need to make you like a vision board or a treasure map or however you want to word it. And also, when you're waking up in the morning, you look at it and concentrate on that. Before you go to bed at night, you look at that and concentrate, and you, before you go to sleep. And remember, all day when these things is happening, you can say, you know, this is illusion. I create my world, and things will be better for you. But when you do your meditation, it's going to help you better with stress, okay?
Because
the next year, you're going to be booming.
Oh.
So you'll be all right. You'll be booming next year.
All righty.
Okay, we're going to, let's see, area code 260301.
Hello.
Okay. We're going to, where are we at here, y'all? I'm getting, let's see. Okay, what about area code 734516?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Fine, your name?
Ron.
Is it Lon?
Ron.
Hi, Ron.
Oh, Ron. Okay, what's your date of birth, Ron?
How you doing?
Fine, what's your date of birth?
7-11.
Oh, 7-11. I let Monica take you. She loves those numbers, 7-11.
Angel.
I mean, Angel. I'm sorry, Angel.
You gotta get a whooping. All right. Where do you want me to start?
I just want to know about my job, and I'm having some problems with IRS. I wonder will that all be cleared up this year?
Yeah. Let's go to the IRS first. The IRS things, yes, you can, because you can call and make arrangements. Right now, they're in love with us, so they will make arrangements with us because, you know, they want their money. But not only that, they want you to stay working so they can get their money.
Right.
So that will straighten out. So if you haven't made arrangements, you want to do so?
Yeah, I'm
like
working on
that. Like before April the 15th, huh?
Yeah, I'm working on that now.
Okay, so before April 15th, call them and say, look here. This, that, and the other, I can only pay afford to pay $25 a month. Even if you do want to pay $100, tell them the low amount, so you can always send extra. But you won't put yourself in a stressful, panic thing sometimes if an emergency happens.
What about my job?
Now, is it new management on your job?
No, it's just, no, we just signed a new contract. I'm just us a union company. I just want to make sure everything is going to go right for the rest of the year.
It's going. You're still going to be working. I mean, it's going to be some changes. It's going to be a give and take in that way. So let's say if they have a three shift, they might break it down to two, and they're going to have y'all working different odd shifts, but you'll get your hours, but it's just going to be different. So, you know, sometimes we lose certain concessions,
right.
But we're still working and everything. You ever thought about going back to school?
I have my bachelor's already.
Wow.
Yeah, but have you thought about going back to school?
Your master's?
Well, the schedule that they have us on is kind of hard because they have us on 12 hours, 4 days, and my days off change every week, so it's kind of hard.
Okay, well, I'm going to hate to tell you this, but you're going to be going back to school. You're going to be doing certain classes online, so it's not like you have to physically be in class. And
okay.
I'm seeing like a school where you take maybe two online classes. When you talk to your professors, this is like a school where professors are working in the area. They know how it is to be an adult student and working and taking care of families, blah, blah, blah. I see them working with you. I see you going back to school. You might not be able to take a full load, but I see you taking two here, maybe have to get off a semester.
say, two the next time, like that. But you will have your master degree.
You're going to school. You
thank you, caller.
Mm-hmm. You're fine. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're going to area code 216404.
How you doing?
Hi,
hello.
What's your name?
Desmond.
Desmond, how are you, Desmond?
All right.
Hey, what's your date of birth, huh?
12/16.
Wow, okay. Sagittarius. Hey, what you want to know is going on about your money, your school, and everything else, huh?
Yeah, you got
it. Yeah, because Sagittarius love money. They love to save money, like to spend money, but they save money at the same time. They spend and save. Okay. You thinking about your girlfriend, too?
Nah, I don't have a girlfriend. I thought I had a connection, but it kind of wavered off.
You meant to ask which one.
Yeah, that's why I was laughing. Which one? You got plans on going back to school in January?
Well, I'm in school now for herbology.
Yeah, well, you plan on going back in January, right?
You mean the fall.
You mean
September.
I mean, yeah, you know what? Spring. Yeah, you plan on going back in the spring, taking spring and summer class?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm really trying to take classes as much as possible because I'm trying to do a holistic health. So
right now
I'm taking herbology right now. So.
Okay. It say stick with it because you knew you had like a little bit lack of confidence in it, but it say it'll be okay. Get out of that molding. And like I said, you into that type of thing, you want to be holistic. And holistic dealing with the earth and holistic dealing with a lot of positive things. It changed a lot of things around. I do see you picking up that. I do see you thoroughly planning with money that you have, saving your money, putting money up, coming up. I do see you making a lot of changes, transitioning, and stay away from people that act a fool, okay?
That act a fool?
Yeah, I'd be clowning
negative
around.
People.
Yeah, negative people that act a fool. Don't want to see you, the haters. They don't see you advancing
okay.
Life. So stay away from that. Stay away from communicating people that want to call you on the phone, want to talk. Like, I don't want to talk to them because they're negative. Don't even answer that phone because it's going to be digging me. Why you want to do this? Why you want to do that? You don't need to hear that right now because you're on a mission. Sagittarius, they're very ambitious. They know what they want. They're going to go for it. They're go-getters and know how to make the money. So go for it. Do not stop. Keep going. I see you helping people out. I do see a lot of stuff around you. Like I see a lot of victory around you. I do see somebody want to show you some love coming up. I don't know which one of these. You got about three of them looking at you.
They're looking.
I'm going to present you with, come on, let me cook you a meal. You know who she is. Mom, can we add anything on?
Okay. Number one, I want you to be careful. It's the theft card is around you. I mean, in my brain, what I'm seeing is like the theft card in my brain. So to me, what I'm telling you is watch where you put your books down, watch where you put your keys. You want to watch where you put anything down. You want to make sure you keep up with your stuff. Number two, quit telling everybody your ideas. You want to know why? Because they're stealing them, and then they're going and out and making money or getting
mm-hmm.
some kind of accolade for your idea.
Mm-hmm.
Number three. You have to write your ideals down because guess what? The Creator is giving them to you.
Mm-hmm.
You're Sagittarius. Sagittarius are not supposed to be the worker. They're supposed to be the boss.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are good entrepreneurs. For example, not that I like him, but Jay-Z. I respect him as a businessman, okay? Jay-Z is a Sagittarius. He's doing his thing. He started off doing his raps, whatever. But he also ventured out into, clothing. Then he
mm-hmm.
bought, the basketball team, baseball team, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he started to, do those type of things, okay?
Right.
And that's what you're destined for. And don't let people hold you back. And don't talk to all them negative people.
Run. Let's say run, Forrest, run,
okay.
Run.
Thank you, caller.
All right.
Okay, now we have a spike, or whatever you call those calls. I love. Hello?
Oh, am I on?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Because, my mic's been a bit wonky, like a honky. Can you hear me?
Yes, your name,
huh? Okay. So basically, I've been having some parental issues. I'm not sure if that's what is that what you do. Oh, you probably want to know my birth date though. So I'm actually May 21st, barely a Gemini.
And what is your name?
You can just call me John.
Okay, John, how you doing, hon?
Pretty good. Basically, the problem I have is my parents seem to like ignore, you know, even when I throw the truth right in their faces. On a certain subject, I don't know how to put this, but, you know, I'm trying to prove to them that, you know, ancient people, you know, they're lizards.
John is playing. Okay, let's go to Gold Screen.
I knew he had to be playing because I said put my head down.
Hello. I'll hear it.
Hello.
Okay.
Who's the next caller?
Okay, let's see.
They probably hit the one.
Let's
button
go
back
to 203-283.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Woody. My birthday is 10-10.
Hey, 10-10, good lottery number. You play that tomorrow, 10-10. How can we help you, Mr. Woody? Your musical talent?
Yeah.
Okay, you ventured off to Atlanta yet, or Tennessee?
No, my partner and I just did a photo shoot album cover.
Okay.
We're just getting a band together right now. About to have a show on September, so we're just getting everything together.
Where's it going
to
be at?
In Connecticut.
Okay.
So we're getting other people out there. I think we got somebody from Interscope going to come in. So.
Okay. Now I'm going to let Monica talk to you about
Angel.
Miss Angel talk to you about the entertainment world. And I'm going to give you some insight on it.
Well, what are you asking? I'm sorry.
Just career and music. I'm pursuing it. So just want to see where everything's going with that.
Number one, it's going to be okay. Number two, you know you're going to have to, like, self-promotion. The guy is there. He's going to be looking. He may or may not say nothing this time. He may say something the next time. So what I mean about that is you guys want to make sure y'all use the media, Twitter, Facebook, Twitter, Facebook, and all that. This message I'm getting. Okay, wherever you live at, you know, you got a band. What I'm seeing, is it like a children's hospital somewhere around?
Children's hospital?
Yeah. Is it a hospital that take care of children? Or go somewhere where, like, people, cancer or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why am I telling you is this. Guys can do, like, a charity appearance there. They may have a program going on, and you guys could perform there.
Right.
Okay? Meanwhile, kind of let the news know that, you know about the program, you're doing this for charity, blah, blah, blah. This is going to help you get exposure. But not only that, that shows to the music industry or to the world, they'll get to really see you and they'll see your name out there versus on mainstream media, okay? Because, mm-hmm. you know, people really love people who do charity things. Don't give up. It's going to be a little tough road, but you're mm-hmm. going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And remember to get a lawyer before y'all get to signing all these contracts, okay? You know, the industry is a wolf.
Bow wow.
But you guys
thank you,
Paula. Are fine.
Okay, we're going to area code 202-641. 202-641.
Yes, hello. How's everybody doing?
Doing fine.
How are you? Good. My name is Deborah, and my birthday is June 16th. And I kind of want to know, is there any romance coming along? And I am in trauma healing classes, and I want to open up a Reiki healing business, and I want kind of flourish? And do you see that in the plan for me?
Is there a romance?
Number one?
Yeah.
As far as number one, the business thing, yeah.
Uh-huh.
To concentrate on that.
Mm-hmm.
You in the ninth year. So I'm going to tell you, as far as dating, you can go out on some dates, but you're not going to get into a relationship until next year.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I see you going through, like, what I'm being seen here is you going through a healing process with yourself now. So, I mean, you already got over the bitterness with the last relationship, but right now you're going through, like, a healing with yourself. You're beginning to learn yourself now. You know some of the things you will take, some of the things you won't take, and you're learning how to make yourself special, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I'm going to tell you to do this, and this may sound weird and funny, but I want you to take a piece of paper and sit down and write out exactly what you wanted to make.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like
okay.
to use that word, mate. Then also, after you, this is going to really sound funny. After you write what you want in this mate, you can pick that in the Bible or whatever your religious background is, whatever is sacred to you, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, the other piece of paper, because you done wrote out what you want in mate, now write
right.
out what you think the mate want in you, or how can you bring yourself up to this par with this mate. So you might say you want a man who listens. So you might want to say, I need to learn, you know, I need to create, communicate better. So you might need to go get you some books on learning how men communicate.
Okay.
So you're going to go through, like, this little miniature program. So you're going to start then the other thing, like you're doing the healing and the cleansing thing. So you already know certain things you got to give up that you, you know, we like, but you have to give it up.
Right.
So you prepare yourself for next year. So, but you developing a relationship with yourself and healing as well.
Okay.
Get a piece of, like, rose quartz. I don't know if you do crystals or not, but get a piece of that and keep it around you. And you know what that's for, so you don't have to say anything else.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right. Yeah, I do have it around me. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
Paul. Right. Thank you, Mark. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Let's see. We're going to go to.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Snipe call. H I R A K A T A O. Are you there?
Yes. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes,
yes.
You can.
All right. How are you, ladies?
Well,
how
are you?
All right. My name is Takuan Amaru. I'm calling from Japan. My birthday is actually, I don't know what time it is in the States right now, but it's April 9th. It's today in Japan.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. I have a lot of questions. Let me just try to make it real succinct. I'm at a crossroads in my life. Went through probably the most challenging time of my life, me and my wife. And her birthday is August 17th.
And when is yours?
Mine is April 9th.
Oh, okay.
And, so I'm writing a book, and like I said, I'm at a crossroad. I have questions about the book, my career, and where we should live. Well, we are contemplating a move back toward her mother's home.
Now, where does her mom live? I mean, you can say what state you're going to tell me. I mean, what country you don't have to tell me exactly.
Oh, my wife, she's Japanese, so her mother lives in Japan, in Nagoya. I don't know how familiar you are with Japan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nagoya, okay.
Yes.
That's like in northern Japan?
It's in the middle. Right now I'm in the southern, almost the southernmost region, away from all of that, all the disaster stuff that happened. But her mother lives in the center of Japan, about, if we drove, it'd be about 14 hours.
Mhm. Okay.
Like
did she say why she wants to live more closer to her mom? Is it some health reason?
Her mother lives alone, and she's retiring next month. So, you know, she doesn't want to come down here. So we figured it would be better for us to reunite, you know, her part of the family and move back that way.
Because I do see you contemplating about a lot of decisions. They say follow your first mind, but you contemplate, like you say, you're at the crossroad right now about making this move. I do see some, like, delays or postponement in doing this because you want more detail about what are we going to do, how are we going to like it, are we going to be able to be, how you say, be self-sufficient. It's going to be, I know you want to accommodate your mother-in-law, want to be there for her, but you got to look at what you want. And it's like follow your first mind about what you want, follow your heart. Like Angel said, talk to the Creator, see what you want to do. Do you keep a vision board around you? You have a vision board?
No, I'm not certain what a vision board exactly is.
Okay, what it is, it's a board, right? And you could put either words or pictures. Remember, as humans, we're visual. So an example would be like Mary Kay used it in her with her company. So she usually have a board. You could put pictures on there or the goals you intend to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
So every day you put in a spot where you're seeing it. So your eyes and your subconscious is gathering it, and those things do come about. So that's why she told me about the vision board. Now, my question would be, will your job transfer where your mother-in-law is?
I'm losing you. I can't hear you. Do you hear me?
Will your job, the job that you have, do
right.
they have companies where she's at?
Well, where do y'all see him? What do y'all see? Because we're running down on time. What
okay.
do y'all see him doing as far
I
as
I see him moving, but not exactly in the same precise area.
Mm-hmm.
I see him getting a job, but
mm-hmm.
it's going to be with his company. He's going to have to go in the area where his company is. It
right.
may be 2 hours away or 3 hours away, but it's closer than where you guys are now.
Mm-hmm.
I also see your wife is picking up on some health issues that her
mm-hmm.
mother is getting ready to encounter, okay?
Okay.
Not to scare you or anything like that. That's
yeah,
why
that
she's
too.
Feeling this knee so strong, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Also, as far as your book, that'll
right.
go fine, but it's going to be delays around it because of certain issues you guys going to have to straighten out or take care of. And this, what I'm seeing is like business, family things. And
help with your mother-in-law.
Right. And you also, as the last caller, quit telling everybody your business because people steal your stuff, and sometimes people lie to you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
People what? I'm sorry, people what a lot?
People lie to you a lot.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Can't let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. You ever heard that saying?
Okay. So
you can't let people know your business because you got people that be jealous and steal your ideas, like what she's saying. That's what she's saying, the vision board, because I use the vision board, and it brings a lot of things to pass, so that'd be good. And like with your mother-in-law, she got some poor health coming. I do pick that up, like Angel was saying, too. But I do see a delay about where you want to go, where you want to move, that type. But you're going to make the move. You are going to
okay.
do the move. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the book, you think
it's
going to
go fine.
The book's going to go fine. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be fine.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Bev. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let me see. Let me go to, because we down on time here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Time show do fun. You having fun.
Okay. Wait a minute. I was doing something here. Okay. Let me see. Area code 260301.
Again.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Sorry, I didn't pick up the call.
Okay.
I didn't hear you.
What's your question?
My question is regarding, I'm currently in transition, and
uh-huh.
I'm moving to a different state, moving
uh-huh.
to Arizona, and I'll have to sell my home in Indiana and find a place in Arizona. How do you see that working out and also the new job working out?
As far as the new job is going to be fine. You're just going to feel a little, I don't need your birthday, but it's going. You're going to have to adjust. So it's going to be a little bit different, and you will adjust. As far as the house will sell, but not exactly at the time frame that you're thinking, but it will.
Mm-hmm.
What else I want to tell you? I just want you to quit worrying and start saying positive things to yourself when this starts to come about, coming against you. Oh, you're going to miss your friend. Oh, you're not going to do good on your job. You start back talking back. I call it the monkey man. So
mm-hmm.
start back talking to the monkey man.
Yeah, because everything you want will come to pass for you, but don't get depressed. Because I see you get depressed. You get depressed at times.
Don't get fear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm currently in Phoenix, and hopefully I'll be able to get back to Fort Wayne to arrange my move and, arrange the selling of the house. One of the other things that I'm thinking is renting it out.
Yeah, beware, like buyer beware. When you sell this house, read those contracts. Read them because realtors will try to short you. So read those contracts over and over. You got to get a real estate attorney. Let him read those contracts too when you're selling it. Now, like she said, you can't sell it right away, rent it out. Get you
a number two, when you go, I'm sorry to interrupt, but when you go to rent it out, if it's a realtor around there, you can let them handle that. I mean, it's a small fee for it, but let them handle all the upkeep and doing all those things while you were there. That way they can screen the person, and that'll be less stress on you as well into a sale.
Yeah, I was looking into actually a couple of the property management companies, but they have not responded back, and Googling them, the reviews are not too good. So,
and go to Better Business Bureau to make sure.
You want to find one that's with the Realtors Association in that area.
And Better Business Bureau, check the how good they are, too.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
you, Caller. What I want to say to her, the last thing was, she might, she in the city of Detroit, she might have to find a company that's in Southfield, which is in the same metropolitan area,
right,
but in a different, you know, city.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'll have another, make sure,
okay, we have 4 minutes left, area code 813-857.
Hi, this is Lena. Thank you for taking my call. My birthday is, October the 12th. And I wanted to know if you had a quick message, but if you have to hone in on something, my career, do you see any changes?
Change in your career.
I see changes in the job, but as far as you, like, quitting or getting fired, no.
Mm-mm.
I see some reconstruction in the where you work at.
Mm-hmm.
I see, like, upper management reconstruction. I feel for you is you have something else you want to do, but you've been afraid to venture out to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of see you getting pushed into taking that on that venture. Remember, you're a diplomat. You use your charm and just let it go. I mean, nothing ventured is nothing gained. You can just get up and get back over and do it again. But, you got to think of, I know what I want. I want you to go get that book, Think and Grow Rich.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And stop being fearful.
Well, we're down to our last caller. Thank you for calling in. We're down to our last 2 minutes. But I wanted you to let the audience know where your show will be at next Saturday and give them the information that they can contact both of you.
Okay, it's called Make It Right Spirituality Show. And the show will be enhanced on love and honesty. The phone number is 424-222-5225, and it'd be Diva CC, Angel, and Lady K, Lady Love K.
And so that's going to be Saturday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern
Standard
Time.
Yes.
And how can they get in contact with you guys?
Okay, Miss Angel?
They can reach me at MonicaAngelM at AOL.com.
And they can reach me at CECEASTION at yahoo.com.
Okay, all righty. And listen to them next Saturday at 11:30 p.m. They are on Blog Talk, and the name of the show is Make It Right Spirituality Show, and that will be at 11:30 Eastern Standard Time. And so we still have a lot of calls here, and so you guys just have to call them on their personal
email
and then you can set up an appointment or a time to talk to them. And if you want to, you can wait till next Saturday and talk to them at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, ladies, for joining me tonight. It was always a pleasure, and I will talk to you next week. Thank you so much, Keith, and much love.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Vibrations.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Vibrations. Okay. So thanks for listening, and I will talk to you next Sunday. Peace and much love.